Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In devastated Huntsville, Alabama, a residents' association met with management of a local hotel to try to help people stranded in a senior citizens' apartment complex. They decided to take everything out of refrigerators and, with no electricity, cook it up on neighborhood gas grills. Scenes like that are being repeated across the South. President Obama's trip to Tuscaloosa, Alabama today underscores the enormity of the recent record-shattering tornadoes. Of the four biggest clusters ever recorded, two were in the last 3 weeks. Wednesday's killed at least 300 people, wounding thousands more. In Tuscaloosa, the DCH Regional Medical Center was hit by the tornado, then by the casualties. Dr. Angela Ramsey is an emergency room doctor. And Dr. Ramsey, we know one wing of the hospital was damaged. Thankfully, the rest is okay. But where were you when the tornado hit?
I literally had an intubated patient, a pediatric patient, in a room. And in that room, you could see the top of the tornado from this patient's room while I was taking care of her. And there was nothing, we got under desks. But, we heard it, and we heard windows crashing, and then it was silent. And so then we were really trying to scramble and get what patients we could out of our emergency department, dispoed to other parts of the hospital so that we could take care, because we knew people were coming. If that massive storm avoided us, we were going to be getting some major trauma.
Well, you sure did. 600 people, at least 110 an hour. What was that like? And what were they coming in with?
It was like a movie. It was unimaginable. And, I mean, we had, of course, deaths on arrival. And then patients were being brought in by bystanders on literally doors that were once a part of someone's home. Anything that they could pick up to carry or transport the patients, that's what they were being brought in on. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, legs mangled. People who were scalped, literally their hairline was pulled from their skulls, multiple lacerations, long bone fractures, internal injuries, of course. We had spinal cord injuries. Very unfortunately, there were children. I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And without parents, parents without children, it was just...
Yeah.
But I must say, we did a wonderful job. We had doctors... they didn't go into emergency medicine or trauma, and they were down here helping us and doing grunt work. Everyone pitched in, and it was wonderful.
Well, and what now? These patients don't have anywhere to go home to.
Yes. Shelters have been set up. We had a bus come and get a bunch of people yesterday, I know for sure, and get them to multiple shelters throughout the state. And there's also discussion of trailers being brought in for people.
Well, Dr. Ramsey, we want you to get you back to your good work. But I'm imagining, too, in addition to seeing all the things you described, the physical breaks. I mean, I'm reading accounts of doctors in your emergency room, also hearing stories while they're treating people. Here's one man who had a broken elbow, but talking about how his wife was pulled from his arms right in front of him and killed.
Literally. We had a father with three children who literally jumped on top of his two kids, trying to grab the third to pull him under, and he was pulled from him out of his hands. The third child ended up in the backyard okay, had some cuts and bruises, but he was literally pulled out of this man's hand.
Well, how long do you think it's going to take? Okay, we've talked about bones and we've talked about psyche. How long do you think it's going to take the area to heal?
Oh, heal completely? I don't know. A year for the rebuilding. But, healing of losing family members, I don't think you ever completely heal from this. But we learn from it and we grow from it and get stronger.
Dr. Angela Ramsey, emergency room doctor at Tuscaloosa's DCH Regional Medical Center. In the immediate aftermath of the tornado, they treated more than 600 patients in just a few hours. Dr. Ramsey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And best to you.
To you too.